I think it was the obvious choice for me. Both clubs, really, to be honest. Middlesbrough, you know, flying high in the league, so I don't think I would be getting in anytime soon, playing regularly anyway. So, yeah, for me, it was the obvious choice.
How much were you involved in the dialogue, or is it kind of a decision that's taken above your head? How much do they come to you and say, what do you actually want, Adam?
I think it's a bit over my head, to be honest. I think it's mostly the two clubs. Obviously, my opinion matters in the end, but I was more than happy to stay, and I expressed that from day one. So I think it was done pretty quick.
And it was good that it was just done so quickly, so you can get on and you don't need to worry about it. You can just concentrate on playing.
Definitely. With loans, sometimes there's a period, say if I went back to Middlesbrough for a couple of weeks while I got sorted, and I think that would just disrupt everything. So I'm happy to have just continued training, and it's just, extended now, so I don't have to think about it.
And there's been a couple of new faces brought in already in the January transfer window. Sam Johnston, who was on loan at the club when you went here, and Callum Robinson as well. How's it been getting to know them? I know it's early days.
Yeah, good. Both players know the club and know most of the lads. I've known Sam before from England, youth level, and Cal's fitted in great. So hopefully, whether they play on Saturday or not, hopefully they'll fit straight in, and hopefully if we get any more new signings in, they'll fit straight in as well, help the team.
We've got Callum coming in with a bit of extra pace, and he's got goals in him as well, and Jermaine Beckford coming back. Is that exciting for you as well, to have those new players coming in alongside you?
Definitely. I think as a team, defensively, we've been sound all of the period I've been here, really. It's just scoring goals we've lacked a little bit. So hopefully Cal will come in and score some goals, and I think Jermaine could be probably the best signing of all once he comes back. There's a lot of talk of the goals he scored in the playoffs in the last season. Obviously, I wasn't here, but I'm hoping for him to get back and start scoring some goals.
I'm sure he showed you them on YouTube as well, the Wembley hat-trick.
Yeah, he never stops talking about it, but that's what strikers do. They're proud of the goals, and he's proud of the goals he scored for Premier League teams and in the playoffs. So hopefully he can score more when he gets back, and maybe there's another playoff encounter for us later in the season.
Oh yeah, 10 points off the playoffs, 10 points off the drop zone, so very much prime, bearing in mind how tight the league is.
Definitely, it's very tight, a couple of wins here and there or a couple of defeats and you can find yourself in a completely different position. But I think where we're at now is good, and I think we can kick on and start winning some more games, and once it starts getting to the end of the season, teams at the top do start feeling the pressure. I know that off last season with Middlesbrough and the drop points, and a team like Preston with no real expectations of playoffs, and you can sort of come under the radar a little bit and build some confidence, and before you know it, you could be in the playoffs.